Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
All right, so ghost stories, love them. But what we're getting into today, this is different. We're talking about the LaLaurie Mansion down in New Orleans.
Yeah, this place. It's practically a textbook definition of haunted. We're talking centuries of eyewitness accounts, investigations, the whole nine yards. There's a lot to dig into with this one.
And for me, it's that contrast that really gets under your skin. You see pictures and it's beautiful, this grand old mansion right in the heart of the French Quarter. But then you hear the stories.
It really does make you wonder what goes on behind closed doors. And to understand the haunting, you got to understand the history. Picture it. Early 1830s, Dr. Louis LaLaurie and his wife Adele. They were living the high life, wealthy, throwing parties, the whole bit.
Yeah, but something tells me we're not here to talk about party favors. What's the dark side of this story?
Well, let's just say things weren't quite as glamorous for everyone under the roof. 1834, a fire breaks out in the mansion. Sadly, not uncommon back then.
Mm-hmm.
But what the firefighters found while they were fighting the flames, well, that's what made the LaLaurie name infamous.
I can only imagine. It's the fire where it all unravels, right?
Exactly. They find this hidden room, a secret no one knew about.
Mm.
And inside, the LaLaurie's slaves.
Mm.
But not just imprisoned. Some were chained, some mutilated. There were even signs of, well, let's just say some kind of twisted medical experiments. The cruelty was just unfathomable.
It's hard to even hear about. I remember reading about Adele LaLaurie specifically. There are stories about her having a whole room dedicated to torturing them.
It's true. And the details, well, they're horrific. The people of New Orleans were outraged. Mobs formed. They wanted justice. The mansion was practically surrounded.
So, what happened? Did they ever catch the LaLauries?
And here's the thing. They disappeared. Vanished.
Wait, gone. They were never seen again.
Nope. To this day, no one knows for sure what happened. Did they escape? Were they caught? Dealt with quietly? It's a mystery. And that just adds to the whole legend of the LaLaurie Mansion.
It's like something straight out of a horror movie. You've got unbelievable cruelty, missing villains, a house steeped in this awful history. No wonder it's become a magnet for paranormal investigators.
Oh, it's more than a magnet. This place is like a beacon for anyone even remotely interested in the paranormal. It's like the stories are practically oozing out of the walls.
Okay, you got to give me the good stuff. What kind of paranormal activity are we talking about here? What are people actually experiencing in that house? So we're talking about a house with a past so dark, it's practically got its own gravitational pull. What sort of things are people reporting in there?
Oh, where do you even begin? We've got cold spots, we've got objects moving, pretty much the whole spooky starter pack. Someone's probably claimed it happened at the LaLaurie Mansion, but there are some, let's say, greatest hits that keep cropping up.
All right, hit me with them. What's got people sleeping with the lights on?
Well, a really popular one is seeing Adele LaLaurie herself.
No way. People are actually seeing her ghost.
Yeah, it's one of those stories that just never seems to go away. People describe seeing this woman dressed in old-fashioned clothes, usually near the top of that big staircase. And they're pretty sure it's her. And it's not just like a quick glimpse either. Some say the whole atmosphere changes right before, like a sudden cold or this wave of, you know, bad vibes.
It's like they always say, if walls could talk. I feel like in the LaLaurie Mansion, they might actually be whispering to you. Have people reported hearing anything weird?
Oh, you bet. As creepy as seeing a ghost is, it's the sounds in that house that really get to you. Like, picture this. You're walking down a hallway, dead silent, and then you hear chains dragging across the floor. Or even worse, you hear screams coming from the rooms where those poor slaves were kept.
Okay, yeah, that's officially nightmare territory. Have people tried to get any of that on audio, like with EVPs and stuff?
Actually, yeah, there are some pretty wild EVPs from the LaLaurie Mansion. Those ghost hunting shows, like Ghost Hunters and Paranormal Lockdown. They've investigated it. They picked up voices, people whispering names, cries for help, that kind of thing. One time, they even caught what looked like a full figure on a thermal camera.
I think I saw that episode. Even with all their fancy ghost hunting gear, they still seem pretty spooked.
Yeah.
It's different, right? Reading about it versus hearing those recordings makes you think.
And then you've got the things that are harder to explain, that feeling of being watched, suddenly getting super cold, the kind of stuff that logic can't really touch.
You know, I had something like that happen to me once. Walking my dog late at night. Let's just say I don't take those late night walks for granted anymore. But going back to the LaLaurie Mansion, it seems like there's this constant back and forth. Are these really spirits? Or is something else going on? It really makes you think some houses just have a story, but others, they are the story. And the Ellori Mansion, it's like both, you know? But where do we even start trying to make sense of all this? Are we talking actual ghosts here or something else?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Mm-hmm.
And with a place like the Ellori Mansion, so much darkness, it's easy to jump right to the ghost stories.
I mean, between the EVPs, the sightings of Adele, it's hard to just dismiss it all, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And that's what makes this so interesting, even for, you know, seasoned paranormal investigators. There are a few different schools of thought on this. One theory is that it's not so much ghosts, but this residual energy.
Residual energy. I've heard that before, but never really got it. So not a ghost, more like an echo.
Exactly, yeah. Like an echo. Imagine the terror, the pain those slaves went through.
Mm-hmm.
Some believe that kind of intense energy, it can actually leave an imprint on a place.
So like a recording that just plays on a loop, even though whatever made it is long gone. That would make sense in a place like this with so much suffering.
Right. And think about what people experience there. Weird sounds, smells, even those apparitions, like they're replaying something specific. It does line up with that idea of residual energy. But then there's the other side that believes it's, you know, intelligent haunting. Actual entities, conscious and aware.
Not just an echo, but like a presence, right? Maybe even trying to communicate. I remember that book, Voices from the House of Death or something, claimed some of the spirits there were trying to tell their stories.
See, that's what's so wild about this. You got evidence that seems to support both sides. And we can't forget about the power of suggestion either. This house is infamous. Someone could go in skeptical, but those expectations, they could really mess with what you experience.
Oh, for sure. Our brains are hardwired to find patterns, especially in the dark. But even knowing all that, part of me still wants to believe, you know? The thought of those who suffered there, maybe still trapped. It's chilling.
Absolutely. The Ellori Mansion, it's a powerful reminder of just how dark humans can be. Whether you believe in ghosts or not, the stories, the history, it stays with you. It makes you wonder what other secrets are hiding in plain sight, right?
It really does. If these walls could talk, what would they tell us? Are we just passing through, or are we brushing up against something we can't even begin to understand? This deep dive into the Ellori Mansion, it leaves us with more questions than answers, but that's what keeps us coming back for more, right?
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.